Well, good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us here, the intersection of faith and culture. This is the Meeting House on Faith Radio, and it is great to welcome to the program Bishop Aubrey Shines. He is the head of the G2G Ministries in the Tampa Bay area, as I understand it. Began your ministry in Chicago, and you are one of the founding members of a new organization. It's called Conservative Clergy of Color. Bishop Shines is someone who has been quite prevalent, if you will, someone who's been very visible in a variety of different types of media. So, Bishop, it's great to have you on the program today.
What an honor it is to be with you as well as your entire audience, and I look forward to this dialogue. Thanks so much again for having me.
Well, thank you very much, and I think it's very helpful that as we walk through some admittedly challenging times in our culture today, that we really begin to see things from a biblical worldview perspective. That's our responsibility as Christians, to view the issues that we are facing in our culture from that perspective. And so I wanted to, here at the beginning of our conversation, just kind of establish some of the things that are on your heart as we see another wave with respect to discussing race relations. And unfortunately, as that discussion has really morphed, or it has transformed into something else, to a point where even the foundations upon which this nation was established are being challenged. So, Bishop, as we begin our conversation today, just give us an idea. What are you seeing from your vantage point?
Well, in all full disclosure to your audience, because I know how, you know, after a period of time, an individual comes in, then we're researched, and someone says, well, he's pushing, you know, a political platform. And so in all transparency, I traveled for then-candidate Trump. And it was only because I had written and had produced a video that went into 60 million homes talking about a Christian foundation in this nation, and I exposed the hypocrisy that we're seeing in our media, in our entertainment world, and especially in the mainstream media more precisely, as well as those individuals that are married to a political ideology, I expose them. And so when that question is asked, I'm only viewing it from the perspective as it relates to the history in America. And when I hear things such as, there is systemic racism because America was founded upon racist individuals. Well, it's false. It has no real merit to it. And just, I don't know, maybe an eighth grade or a freshman year high school visit during some history books, one would find out that that narrative is actually something that has been created. Now, again, it doesn't mean that there have not been problems in this nation. Of course there have. But America is the only nation that has resolved that issue. America is the only nation that we have obviously evolved from just a period of time where certainly it did not live up to its creed. But to paint every white person as bigots, then we're not being intellectually honest. Because remember, it was whites and blacks that were part of churches that founded this country. It was whites and blacks that said, you know what, this thing called slavery is unbiblical. We're going to work together, and we did. So when I hear this systemic racism, and unfortunately, we're also hearing unlearned men, and I don't mean that they've never matriculated in college somewhere, but very unlearned, very popular men that are on TV in the name of the gospel that are supporting this Marxist thing called Black Lives Matter. All of us together, black and white, if we don't stay connected and fight against, again, this ideology that its real intent, by the way, is to totally cause this level of divisiveness in America, we will lose America. And that's something that none of us should tolerate for any reason at all.
And Bishop, you obviously, as a minister of the gospel, you are someone that has insight into what is occurring in our culture. We recognize from the Word of God where division comes from. And we know that the enemy would want to divide people. He would want to divide people in the church. And, of course, the Apostle Paul addressing in the book of Galatians about how we should view one another, not as separate entities in our own camps, but in the church, in the body of Christ. So in the name of what is commonly called racial reconciliation, unfortunately, you have those that are putting forth or advancing a philosophy. It is dividing people, and it is not serving the cause of the gospel well, in my opinion. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think, again, I could only echo the truth that you just shared with your audience, and that is this. Nowhere in Scripture do we see a racial divide. Again, I'm a history guy. So when I hear about this thing called racism, please, America, understand it didn't happen until the 1600s by a French doctor who began to qualify and quantify people by their race. Now, it doesn't mean that there were not social problems in Scripture. It doesn't mean that there were not certain prejudices, but it had nothing to do with race at all. So in my scenario, as a senior pastor, I shepherd 20 plus different ethnic groups every single Sunday. So when I present arguments of this magnitude, and when our congregants see us fight black and white together in this nation to preserve this nation, it is something that when I read Scripture, every one of those 66 books, there is no divisiveness in Scripture. The idea of Christ is that we are all one, and by one blood, according to St. Paul, have all races been formed, have been created. And it's the same Paul that gives this great metaphor that the body is one. We can't say, the foot can't say to the hand, I don't like the color you are, therefore I'm going to just, I don't know, annex myself from the body and start a new body. That's insanity. And until we have this honest conversation in our church pulpits, we are going to continue to contribute to this divisiveness that is ripping up this nation. And I just think, my friend, we can do a lot better than that.
Well, you are listening to Meeting House here on Faith Radio. Bishop Aubrey Shines providing some wisdom for us this afternoon here on the program, founder of G2G Ministries, as well as founding member of Conservative Clergy of Color. And I want to be very clear, and I'd like for you to elaborate just a bit when we talk about matters of race, which can be very delicate issues to be talking about within the church. But nevertheless, I don't want people to hear you and think that you are being somehow dismissive of the need to look at race relations and to be able to live with one another in the body of Christ. That's very important. Where do you see that the church should land or stand with respect to this matter of race or race relations?
Well, honestly, I believe the church has already addressed this issue. I believe the church addressed this issue even in the 1800s when it came together to say that this thing called slavery is not of God. I believe the church was together. When we marched together to fight against Jim Crow laws, I believe the church was already together. Now, does that mean that there are not pockets of individuals that hold on to various prejudices? Well, of course, but that's never going to change. But that doesn't mean that we are systemically racist. It doesn't mean that this is such a cancerous issue that we really got to fight against it. There are no laws on our current books in this calendar year that shows any type of racial disparity against blacks and whites in this nation. Now, if we were talking 60 years ago, okay, fine. But we're not talking 60 years ago. Why? The church was together, united, and we exposed the false teaching of bigotry. By the way, whether those bigots were white and or black, we exposed it for what it was. And so the church is maintaining its posture. I think if we're going to be intellectually honest as churchmen in this nation, one thing that we should do is simply look at the statistics and be courageous, be filled with the Spirit to the degree that even if you take a backlash, as I do all the time, speak the truth in love, and we'll find out. We don't have white officers killing blacks and being manhunted and gunning them down. These are all false premises. What we do have are false media narratives that are unfortunately filtrating our churches. Believers are believing it because pastors are not exposing it because they fear a backlash from their white and or their black members. And that's where the church can become a little more courageous and address those issues. Statistically, we'll win this argument as we have for the last 200 years. The church, my friend, is alive and well. We just have to do our job.
Well, and Bishop, as we look at the agenda that is being perpetrated and it is being fed, it's being fueled by the mainstream media, there are groups of people who are anarchists who want to create chaos. They want to remake America. They want to tear down the foundations upon which this nation was built. And I think it's important that we as the church recognize the nature of what is going on in our country. So if you could enlighten us just a bit more with when you look at the agenda, when we see on the media that you have people that are going out, they're in the streets, they're tearing down statues, they're engaging in vandalism and rhetoric that is heated and angry. What's their agenda as you see it? What's the end game, and how, and I know you've touched on it already, but how can we be faithful in responding?
We have to speak up. God knows that we all need to fall on our knees and just petition the heavens for courage and power that we actually say that we already have. And for God's sake, stand up and speak out against when we see monuments. And I warned this several years ago when I was doing a media outlet piece many, many years ago. I said, listen, the moment monuments, for instance, are removed, I said, what's next? Dr. Martin Luther King, after all, he believed in traditional marriage. By the way, he was against abortion. Is he next? Well, we're seeing that happen right now with not just what they say, well, what about these racist guys that they have these big monuments? I says, listen, please hear me. When you remove monuments, I don't care how bad and or good those individuals are, what you're removing is our history. What you're saying is, I don't care how bad this individual may have been, what he or she may have represented, look at this monument as a testimony that we overcame it. For God's sake, leave it alone, because then what's next? A statue of Christ? Oh, by the way, they're doing those as well right now. So when we begin to obviously intellectually begin to have this type of conversation, it is going to lead us to addressing issues, but not the issues that the media and groups like Black Lives Matter are trying to force. These are Marxists. These are people that literally, and it's in their platform, by the way, they hate America. They hate traditional marriage. They hate anything that is normative. And their goal and objective with their billion-dollar funding by various European and guys like groups and guys like George Soros, they are wreaking havoc on America. And if we don't stand as believers and push back on this, join hand in hand together on these issues, we will lose America. And my God, I'd rather fight dying to preserve it than to sit back passively, docile, and not engage. I just think we can do better.
He is the co-founder of the group Conservative Clergy of Color. Bishop Aubrey Shines joining us. And in the short period of time we have remaining, tell us about this group and why it was formed.
So I formed this group because of the body of work that I had done throughout the years, producing videos on various cultural topics, and there was a need. And often, as my deceased dad used to say, that, you know, when there's a need for something, that's when the creative juices begin to flow. And so I put this together to say, black and white alike, Hispanic alike, look, let's join hand in hand together. Let's remind America that we are an exceptional place. Let's remind behind America, that the Judeo-Christian principles that this nation was founded on, while we had our hiccups, because of that principle, we were able to overcome it. Let's work together and push back this darkness that is trying to envelop the land. And don't forget, the real purpose of our group is simply to expose light on this dark shadow that's trying to, and by the way, it only happens every 4 years, and especially if those 4 years have been in the Oval Office that are pro-life kind of positions and anti-abortion positions, and all of a sudden racist. Well, our group is saying, it's a lie, let's look at the facts, let's be courageous, and we can take our nation back.
And even recently, you released a statement from a pro-life religious liberty standpoint with respect to the Supreme Court ruling in favor of a group of Catholic nuns, a charitable organization that was being forced by the government, longstanding law, to actually provide objectionable medical material that would violate their consciences. You've spoken out on that as well, and we recognize with that Supreme Court decision and the nature of it that it is rather tenuous at this time.
Well, it is, and we won that. Thank God that we had justices that reflected, again, a Judeo-Christian belief. And again, I'm not ashamed to say this. Here's the reality. It wasn't standing law. It was law that Barack Hussein Obama had pushed forth to force. Now, again, had he been successful in forcing these Catholic nuns, and I don't care if we're Protestant or Catholic in this regard, then what's next in your local church? Are you then to hire someone that doesn't represent the views that biblically that you adhere to as something that is sacred? Well, that is the end game. Therefore, we speak out against it. We're not afraid and or ashamed to say where these laws come from, who are the initiators of those laws, and what should the church be doing? We cannot stay within the comfort of our four walls every Sunday morning and get this job done. We got to take action. And this is what conservative clergy of color does. Please, please go out and just take a look at what we're doing. And if you do nothing else but pray for us, we would appreciate that.
And what is the website address, sir?
Conservativeclergy.org. And once you're there, you'll find everything that we're doing. And again, I just solicit your prayers, your audience prayers. Any support, great. If not, then just support us with prayers. How fantastic would that be? And then come and join us. Bring us in. Let us help educate perhaps members of congregations. Again, all of my guys, we have very large places where we're speaking to the masses on any given Sunday. We would love to be able to say, hey, this is what we're doing in the name of our God. And we're not ashamed of it. We believe the kingdom of God suffers violence, but we believe it is those of us who take it by force. This is what we're doing.
Bishop Aubrey Shines, what a blessing to have you on the program. Thank you so much, sir.
What an honor was to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.